Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I mentioned earlier there's a debate now raging in the UK and indeed in other European countries about puberty blockers, as they're called. These are young people in Sweden. They're saying it's primarily young women who are looking to be reassigned as young men, basically, and to go through the process. And the first thing they do from 12 years of age is try and, the phrase uses, pause the onset of puberty with puberty blockers. But there's controversy about whether these are, it's a pause or completely, it's completely irreversible, even at that young age. The onset of puberty for young women is, as I say, is the case in Italy. And then we remarked earlier that Ireland sends young people, nearly 300, there's currently 20, but 300 the last 3 years, to the Tavistock Clinic in the UK, and that's been embroiled in a debate as well about what age you should let people decide, let young people decide that they wish to change sex and gender. Helen O'Driscoll. Helen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You are quite sure that you're absolutely opposed to these puberty blockers.
100% opposed, and I didn't realise how opposed I was till I listened to the consultant, the chief consultant from the Tavistock Clinic, mm-hmm. talking about it on Newsnight, and they haven't done any long-term studies on it at all, so they don't know what the long-term effects of this would be at all. And if the Tavistock has been there 30 years, and you'd think in that time they would have done studies, but none have been done. And this is a very, very kind of drastic thing to do to a child's body mm-hmm. when, you know, if they can live the life they want to live without doing that until they're 18. And then, you know, it's their own choice then to do as they wish. But to be doing this to a child, I think it's completely wrong. Completely wrong.
But one of the arguments why they say let's start it now, if the young person is having identification difficulties or identity difficulties, is if you start it earlier, it might eliminate self-harm, it might eliminate it might facilitate an easier transition, I suppose.
I don't doubt that there would be kind of extra kind of difficulties with it, no doubt about it. You know, they would need extra support and all the support that can possibly be brought. But this is such a drastic thing to do to a child, to a developing child, to absolutely pump them full of this stuff and then not know, maybe in 10, 15 years, there could be some very bad side effects to this, and they just don't know yet. That's the problem. They don't know. They have no clue any side effects could be, and that is the problem. I was very surprised that over all this time there hasn't been studies mm-hmm. investigating this, and that's it. That is the main problem with it. If you don't know, and, you know, adults can do as they wish, but if you don't know, you really don't need to be kind of exposing children to this if you can possibly avoid it and just bring every other support that there can be in. You know, I'd be all for that.
Because one of the arguments in the UK was that the Tavistock Institute were saying that these puberty blockers basically put puberty on pause until the child makes up their mind. But campaigners are saying they note that nearly 100% of children who commence hormone blockers go on to take the irreversible cross-sex hormones.
Yes, and so, you know, this is the thing. There just has not been enough work done on this, and the problem is that while children are getting these things and they're doing it in the hope that things will work out, and they really don't know, and I just think it's so drastic to do any of this mm-hmm. before there's a lot more work done on this. And if there's any other way of helping a child through this, I would do it before doing that.
But as one of the arguments that if you have decided at 12 years of age that you want to be a different gender, like puberty blockers, they say, could end the agony of repeated cosmetic surgeries. In other words, if you've never developed a beard, I'm reading this from the Sunday Times. If you've never developed a beard, you would never need painful electrolysis to remove it. If you never grew breasts, you wouldn't need a double mastectomy.
This is true, but, you know, these are things that we know about. It's the things that we don't know about. It's the thing that, we just don't know what these things can do down the track. That's the problem. And these are very drastic changes that are being made. And I think when it is that definitive and that, you know, you're not going to be able to come back from a lot of this, you just need to take your time. And I understand, I've never met a teenager who thought it was wonderful. Being a teenager, it's hell for most teenagers, and they just want to get through it. But I just don't think you make life decisions when you're 12, and generally speaking, you know, there's always exceptions. But generally speaking, you don't make life decisions when you're 12 on any other issue. And when it's about your health and about your body and about what you're going to live, you've just got to be so careful. And I just don't think that they have done enough on this. I really don't.
And as you say, the claim that blockers are fully reversible. That
yes, and they don't know
puberty
that.
Puberty will start again once you stop taking them. You're saying that's untested.
It's untested. Well, the problem is that there was the only other kind of people that had this done to them were gymnasts in the old Soviet Union. Mm. That did not end well for a lot of them. And, you know, there was an awful lot of other things as well with steroids and all the rest of it. But still, this was part of it to delay puberty for these young girls. And they had all sorts of health problems down the tracks from that. So that's the only other kind of way of life that I know that, you know, things were done on it. But really none has been done in this one. And that's why they should be so, so, so careful with it.
I think people will be surprised to look at the ages in the UK.
It's shocking to me. It is shocking.
The prescription limit for these blockers was reduced from 15 to 10.
Yeah, it is. It's shocking. I your average 10-year-old, no. I just can't understand this at all. And until I had assumed until I saw the consultant that all of these things had already been done. I was really shocked to find out that none of this research has been done. They haven't done any themselves.
And then there's a whole area of confusion around adolescence.
Exactly.
Anyway, am I gay? Am I straight?
Exactly.
I get confused about.
It's just a tumultuous time. It's just so difficult. Adolescence, it's so hard. And then this is an extra thing on top of that. But most of the things with adolescents, you get through it, hopefully. And as I said, you know, until they do some more. Tavistock's been there for 30 years, and they haven't done this. So, you know, my question would be, why haven't they done this? You know, they have the longest kind of record of treating people, children. Why haven't they done this? And where is the research for this? I don't see it anywhere.
Well, the program here is run out of Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin. They say at the moment we have less than 20 patients attending the gender endocrinology service. Some of these patients are on GnRH, gonadotropin releasing hormone, which would be the blocker. We accept referrals from the Gender Identified Development Scheme Service at the Tavistock Clinic, which is provided by the HSE Treatment Abroad Scheme. So they are funding this at the moment for 20 people.
Yeah. So and you know, I'm just so surprised at this because I just don't think we're aware really, and that's most of the problem. If there is, you know, like work been done there, I'm not aware of it, and I haven't heard of it. In fact, more and more questions are being asked because of this. There's such a lot of, not secrecy, but just it's not being spoken about as openly as I think it should be, really. And, you know, so that parents have all of the information, not just, you know, what we're hearing about constantly.
Well, some doctors here have expressed worry.
Oh,
about,
really?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Donald O'Shea, I think, is probably the most, he's well known in this area anyway, but I think...
Yeah, because I can imagine if you're a parent and you see your child suffering and you want to do everything you possibly can to alleviate that suffering, and if this is going to do it. You know, you want to try and help, but I just think that, you know, we'd be better off to see exactly what's going on, see what the studies are, see what the, if there are long-term effects, what they might be, and offer every other support that can be offered, you know, in the meantime. That's really what, all I'm saying. But until that happens, I'd just be extraordinarily cautious not to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too extreme.
Apparently, the program in Ireland is takes place at the Children's Hospital in Crumlin, but two surgeons or clinicians fly in every month from the Tavistock.
Good grief!
Why do you say good grief?
Well, I mean, I can't understand why they're having to bring in doctors from England to do this, and they can't find anyone to do it here.
Hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So Irish doctors don't want to do this, or they can't find ones that will do it, and now we're going to bring them in from somewhere else to do it? Doesn't make any sense.
So doctors who
sense, and it's not very good sense. I have to say, I don't like the sound of that at all. It's awful. There's no people who treat children or in this area that can do this. Just...
Yeah, I've handed an article here from the Irish Independent. The doctors who raise concerns about this puberty blockers for children are consultant endocrinologist Professor Donal O'Shea, very well known,
yes.
Consultant psychiatrist Dr. Paul Moran and Dr. Ian Schneider. All three are attached to the Adult National Gender Service at St. Columbkill's Hospital in Loughlinstown, which deals with adult referrals, including children previously treated at Crumlin, obviously as they get older. News of their concern comes days after the merge that a lawsuit had been taken by a former nurse, a parent and a former patient against a trust in the London High Court at Tavistock. The action is challenging the clinic's practice of prescribing hormone blockers and cross-sex hormones to children under the age of 18. That seems to be the critical.
Right, yeah. I think it's because 18 is, you're an adult, you make your own decisions and your own choices, and then usually by the worst of it.
Yeah, but then the argument is, if you wait until 18, obviously puberty has been completed, and then you're talking about massive surgery.
Well, this is true, Joe, but, you know, until it's so difficult. You know, this is a very difficult thing, and I'm not minimising it at all. You know, I absolutely get it, how difficult it must be. But honestly, I just think that this time in life is such a relatively short period of time, relatively short compared to the rest of your life. And until they know more, a lot more than what they do now, they ought to be extraordinarily careful.
Okay, Helen, thanks for that contribution. That's Helen O'Driscoll, Joe at rt.ie, if you want to contribute, 51551 or 1850 715815. Helen, thanks indeed, 51551.